Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is Thanksgiving week. It's a quick week, a short turnaround. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Let's talk about that last game and the idea of road warriors. I know TJ Lang was giving you a hard time because can you be road warriors when the presence is so pronounced, all these Lions fans? As long as you've been in the league, just how special is it to see Lions fans on a weekly basis making these journeys?
Yeah, it's very special. And no, I've never been a part of this. Not quite like that. New Orleans, we had a lot of Saints fans that would travel 17, 18, 19, you know, we're having some pretty good years, but this is totally different. This is rare. So it's pretty good. And you could tell when we walked out for the game, pregame and then right before kickoff, it was just, you could tell our fans were there and they were, you know, they were taking over that stadium, which was awesome. So it's a good thing, and it feels good, and it's still a road win, though.
I'm curious at the start of that game, let's even go back to the coin flip. The Colts win the coin flip. They decide that they want to take the ball first. How does that change the mentality at the beginning of the game? And when you guys win a toss, how do you decide whether you want the ball or not?
Yeah, it was awesome because we wanted to play defense. I wanted to play defense first, so it was perfect. It depends. What is the look of that week, the opponent? Where do I think, the energy that we want to start with that week, where you think maybe you got an advantage or where you think you can gain some early momentum or set the tone or – And so I think you just kind of go throughout the week and get a feel of that, but definitely wanted to play defense first. And so it worked out great.
Yeah, we could see why. Defense played well again. Yeah. Defense improved so much last year, this year. What do you think the biggest reason is? Even with the injuries, all the improvements been pretty clear.
So first of all, AG and his staff do a great job, we develop a damn good game plan. I think we're ready for our opponents. I think we understand how to play to our strengths and attack their weaknesses, And then our players, man, we've had a number of these guys that have been in this system for a while and have grown and are beginning to develop from, Max playing at a high level. Pascal has stepped up for us. Levi is the best he's been. You got Alex, you got Rodrigo, you got BB, you got Kirby. And then the addition of CD and those guys, it's just, so we're growing, we're getting better every week. And I think it's, there's a maturation process with all of this. So we're playing damn good. No 2 weeks are the same. Every opponent's different, and you got to find a way to stop the one in front of you.
We always see guys, especially in their second year, take a big step forward. Jack Campbell moving into the position of Alex Anzalone. I know you gave a game ball to Rodrigo, but what did you see from Jack specifically about being the green dot full-time and how he stepped into that role?
Well, and look, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, these days are running together right now. Jack got another game ball too. So, just because he didn't get it in the big room where everybody sees doesn't mean he played that well, and which honestly we expected him to play well. He didn't bat an eye. He went in there. He was physical, got the calls in, was good in coverage. He and Rodrigo, man, they played lights out.
Short week, the injuries. Everybody wants to know the status of some of these guys, but and want to get that from you. But also, just the big picture, juggling these guys on a short week, knowing hey, you don't have a bye week the rest of the way in the regular season. How do you make these determinations?
Yeah, you do the best you can. If you think the guys can play and they can produce and it's not going to set them back for weeks or whatever, then you do that. But if not, and we don't feel like they can recover, then it makes no sense. And so goes life, man. I mean, this isn't going to be the last thing we get hit with now. I mean, we may have 3 or 4 players out for this game. And then, you know what, we may lose 4 more. So that's life. But we'll adjust. Next man up. We'll be ready. And we'll do whatever it takes to get a win.
Best you can. Updates on Decker, Montgomery, Carlton Davis, and Khalif Raymond?
Yeah, I would say they're all questionable.
The punt return. Obviously, Leaf went down. Riley Brown went in. How worried are you that he might pick up an injury in that situation, and do you expect him to be returning punts again this week?
Well, you know why Saint was in there? It was because Leaf got hurt. So, you know, now that we're in another week, you know, we're going to have probably a different returner. And if we need Saint in a critical, we'll use him. But, you know, that was really why he was in there. Because he's sure-handed, and we know he'll get the job done, and he's just so damn reliable. If he wasn't that reliable, maybe we wouldn't put him back there.
Talking to Logan Campbell, Thanksgiving week, Bears on tap. Caleb Williams' rookie season, ups and downs, it's expected, but what have you seen from him when you prepare for this?
I've seen 2 huge ups in the last 2 weeks. This guy's trending to playing very, very good football the last 2 weeks. I mean, he's playing the quarterback position at a high level. You watch him progress. You watch him process, and it's happening fast. He's got mobility. He knows when to escape the pocket. He's dangerous when he gets out from it. He's one of those sneaky scramblers. And he's got big-time arm. He's pretty accurate. And I don't feel like it's been – like I feel like the information that he's given to the offense and getting into the right play, all those things, he's been pretty damn good with, you know. So I see a developing player that's getting pretty damn good in a hurry.
You mentioned when I asked you about the coin flip, setting a tone at the beginning of the game. What type of tone on Thanksgiving Day, and I don't necessarily know that history plays a part of it, it's been 7 in a row, but what type of tone do you want to come out and set against the Chicago Bears at 12:30?
Well, I think we'll choose, instead of offense or defense, we'll choose special teams this week.
Okay.
Fair enough. How big a deal is it playing on Thanksgiving? Like, you know, John mentioned the 7 straight losses. Does that play a factor at all in the preparation of this game?
I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good. I said 7 straight losses on Thanksgiving. Does that at all play into the preparation, the messaging for your team for this game?
Not really. I mean, more. Believe me, we want to win Thanksgiving. You know, we do. But the messaging is let's win another divisional game. That's kind of the bigger focus of it. And then, you know, in turn, that'll get us our Thanksgiving win. But I think that's the big one, man. These division games almost count. You know, they count for 1.5 or almost 2. So that's the thing here. You know, you don't win this game, and it stings. It stings pretty good. All the wins up to this point, they don't mean as much. It's great, 9 in a row. You just lost to Chicago on Thanksgiving. That's division loss. That stings. So we got our work cut out for us. This is an excellent team. It really is. They're so close to finding a way to win. I mean, I'm telling you, they're one play, and it's been that way for 5 weeks now. So, but we're looking forward to the challenge. That's what we do, man. We love it.
If Decker's unable to go, do you plan, because it's a little bit further in advance than the last time Decker went down, do you plan on putting Penne over at left tackle?
A short week, we thought about both. The walkthrough yesterday, we left Sewell at right. But, I mean, since we're not getting full-speed reps anyway, it's very easy for us to just go ahead and throw him over and let him roll. And so we're not 100% on that yet, but I can tell you we left him at right yesterday.
All right, Dan, biggest game is obviously you guys facing the Bears, but I got to ask you about Texas A&M renewing their rivalry with the Longhorns. Been a long time coming. What do you feel about that rivalry finally getting back on the schedule?
Man, it's about time. I mean, it's ridiculous. That is one of the longest rivalries in the history of this game, and it's a special one. It's one I got to play in. I was fortunate too for my time down there. And when you're from that state and you're from the Southwest, I mean, it means something. So it's bragging rights, and it's long overdue. And I'm glad that everybody, you know, we got everything put aside. I know it took everybody getting in the same conference, but it's about time. I'm looking forward to it.
You gonna watch it? You're gonna have some time.
Yeah, as long as I can keep my eyes open, I sure will.
One of those sleep-deprived weeks, huh?
A little tryptophan.
All right, Dan, we appreciate your time, and happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you guys too. Have a good one.
It's 97.1.